Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey everybody, hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. I was sitting in front of a TV the whole time. I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The first ever Super Wildcard Weekend definitely lived up to the hype. How about last night? The Browns shocking the Steelers 48-37. Who saw that coming? The Browns notching their first playoff win since the 1994 postseason, and the 48 points are the most ever allowed in a playoff game by Pittsburgh. Quarterback Baker Mayfield threw three TDs and joined Michael Vick as the only quarterbacks drafted number one overall in the Super Bowl era to win a road game and their first career playoff start. Now, despite not having head coach Kevin Stefanski and three of his assistants due to COVID protocols, Mayfield knew his squad had what it takes to pull off this stunner.
We believe in the people in this room no matter what's going on. As soon as the COVID news came out that we were missing some key guys, obviously starting with our head coach, we knew that everybody was counting us out. And we knew what mentality we were going to have. And it's just to cut it loose and go out there and give it everything we had. But there was no added pressure. There was no extra anything. It was just for us to go out and do our job because no one believed in us besides us.
Well, it doesn't get any easier for Baker and the Browns as they take on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens avenging last season's playoff loss, beating the Titans 20-13 and finally putting to rest the narrative that LJ can't win in the playoffs. Jackson ran wild for 136 yards and a touchdown, rallying his team from 10 points down, and after the game, addressed why he exactly ran off the field at the end of the game without greeting any Tennessee players.
Well, you know, it was just disrespect. You know, we didn't see what went on before the game, you know, the last time we played those guys, and they were standing on our logo, and we seen, like, them getting into it with our coach, so that was just disrespectful because, you know, we treat all our opponents with respect, and there wasn't no reason for us to shake hands and stuff like that, you know, to be the big guy. So we just walked off the field. I feel like we've been the big guys, and my favorite run was the kneel. I didn't really have no favorite run, just the kneeling at the end.
The Ravens' defense deserves a lot of credit. They held 2,000-yard rusher Derrick Henry to just 40 yards on 18 carries. Baltimore plays at Buffalo Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. The Saints taking care of the Bears 21-9 behind 265 passing yards and two TDs from Drew Brees. They move on to face Tom Brady and the Bucks, who they've already beaten twice this season. Brees acknowledges he always knew this matchup was a possibility.
Listen, the minute that he signed with the Bucks and came in the division, you know, you felt like, you know, that was going to be a team to contend with. That was going to be a team that had playoff aspirations and beyond, you know, just like us. So I guess it was inevitable. This is playoff football. You know, each game becomes obviously more meaningful, and you've got to continue to fine-tune and find ways to play your absolute best football.
Brees now has 36 passing touchdowns in his playoff career, which is good enough for sixth in NFL history. Number one on the list is none other than Tom Brady with 75. Tampa Bay at New Orleans Sunday at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. The Packers and Rams squaring off in the other NFC divisional round game Saturday afternoon in Green Bay as Los Angeles hopes star defensive lineman Aaron Donald and wide receiver Cooper Kupp recover from injuries in time to pull off another upset and advance to the NFC Championship game. Did you know Packers head coach Matt LaFleur was the Rams' offensive coordinator under Sean McVay back in 2017. Hey, make sure to check out NFL.com today for all the latest injury updates and also for what's going on in the head coaching search for the 6 vacancies. A lot happening on that front. And for a full recap of all of this weekend's games delivered with a dose of humor, please download the Around the NFL podcast with the Heroes. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.